And we can talk at the moment about the Gold Coast Titans, also Manly and the Sharks. It looks like, well, the Channel 9, the networks are saying that they need another NRL club in Brisbane. Right. So the heart of Brisbane, because the ratings are so good, so many people get out to Suncorp Stadium, that there's their massive followers. We saw at the start of the year when they had
the Super Round,
yeah, where they had every team...
Magic Round,
where they had every team play up here over a weekend, and the numbers were unbelievable. So they sit there and go, you know what, for ratings, for money... for everything, and you know, you got to think Channel 9's putting in $1 billion. You know, they've got to have some control. They're saying we need a second team in Brisbane.
Well, they're saying there'll be a game at Suncorp then every week.
Yeah.
But is the second team the Redcliffe Dolphins, the Ipswich Jets, or our beloved Titans?
Well, that's what they're asking. And I don't think, because if they bring in Ipswich or they bring in Redcliffe, the hardest thing is then they've got 17 teams. If you've got 17 teams, that means one team has a bye every week, and so that team's not creating any revenue, so they actually lose out. You need even numbers. You can't have odd numbers, so there's always a game. Everyone's playing every weekend.
All right.
Unless they have a bye. Now, Rob McLeod, the three teams thrown up, Cronulla Sharks, I don't think you can leave the Shire. I think the Shire...
I know it's huge there.
..is huge, okay? So they're born and bred. They can rely on their own. The other one they threw up was Manly. Rob McLeod, you're a Manly fan, and outside... You know, I'm not a Manly fan, but outside of that, I'm saying the only club really... kind of in that northern beaches is Manly.
Well, you're absolutely right. Anywhere north of the Harbour Bridge, you've got Manly, and then the next one is Newcastle. So you've got that entire northern-based population without a football team, and Manly have got such a huge heritage since 1947, over 50 years and premierships.
That's right.
I'd be filthy if they relocated the Seagulls.
What about the Gold Coast Titans? I think, personally, the way they position themselves here on the Gold Coast, to be honest, if they move to Ipswich and become that second team in Brisbane, would they lose much? Would they really lose much? You know, they've got 7,000, 8,000, 10,000 members. Half of those would at least follow, and then they'd pick up the rest easily in the area they move to. Have they really made a significant difference here in the community when you talk about locally through schools, through the community? You name five players out of the Gold Coast Titans. You name the coach. And it's really, really hard. So would it actually make a massive dent on the Gold Coast moving 60-odd K up to Ipswich?
I think it's not about the members don't make you win every week. It's the team. So how will moving, relocating a team make them play better? I think if
but the financially
coast,
it'd be unbelievable for them.
I get that. But also, shouldn't there be some grassroots footy here? I mean, I get it. Trust me, they're not having a good season. We all know that.
Yeah.
But for the kids and the families to be able to go out to Robina, to go to the stadium, to see bus, to watch it. I mean, isn't that important as well?
Some of the greats have weighed in over the last few days. Lockyer, Fittler, their thoughts?
I think it's inevitable it'll come. It's just a matter of when.
Their performances have been terrible. They need to go to a different market, and the market has to be Brisbane, surely.
They're really struggling on the field. They're struggling off the field. So there's a risk for them being moved back to Brisbane.
The hardest thing is, too, they're saying at the end of this year. They're saying this could happen.
What now?
They're saying this could happen as close as by the end of this year. Why keep investing money when it's just really dead money, when you're investing in somewhere where it's going to be backed for multiple years, like going towards Ipswich? So 13-27-10, we want to know, should the Gold Coast Titans be moved and be that second team in Brisbane? I actually think it's nearly could be a done deal. I know that they're looking at it even as soon as the end of the year to get this happening. So you just don't know what's happening behind closed doors, but it does make sense more so the Titans move up than somebody relocate from Sydney.
Well, what about if, you know, for the locals here, for the kids? Remember when my nephew was young, he got glasses. Preston Campbell from the Titans sent him a note with a photo saying, "Hey, buddy, I wear glasses too, don't worry." And that helped my little nephew get through primary school. I mean, it's all of those little things. It's about kids looking up to these teams and having grassroots footy here. I think that's super important.
Yes. Just thought I'd throw that in there. Hey, Kyron in Bundle this morning. What do you reckon? Should the Titans be the team to move up north?
Well, basically, they are the second Brisbane team because the Gold Coast is on the suburb of Brisbane.
Yeah, I said that a little earlier, and I thought the same. But yeah, they see it as two different, complete towns. Where I thought, what's the difference between, you know, the Gold Coast and Ipswich? Realistically, what is the difference? But they want
the number of teeth,
yeah. Weather, atmosphere, beaches.
Yeah, but they wanted to be able to train at Suncorp and be a lot closer and be based as Brisbane. I don't know. They see the Gold Coast as a full another town where they don't see Ipswich as the same for some reason.
Oh, well, like Ipswich is a good town, but basically the NRL, the Titans started my football career. Like, I used to love watching Scott Prince play and all the others.
Yeah.
And, like, we get Titans from the Burley Bears sometimes, and they do a good job too, like Jesse Arthurs, Brent K. Lee, all those good players. Anthony Don.
Yeah, that's nice, Karen, and I think it's good for the kids as well.
As you say, you've grown up with it. Yeah, thanks for that.
Thank you.
All right, Damien, what do you think, mate? Should the Titans be relocated? Should they be the team to go?
Absolutely not, mate. The Titans have to stay here. We've tried this stupid experiment how many times with the Gold Coast Seagulls, the Giants, all of this. They move them away and then they bring it back because we have the support here, mate. Just because the team's gone to the bottom, I mean, who cares? Every other team, and they didn't destroy them.
Yeah.
We've tried the Crushers. We've tried all these other teams. We've got to stick with what we got now, mate. A knee-jerk reaction to what? We're about to get the Indigenous Games.
Yes.
Again, I was told.
Yeah.
And we've spent how much on that stupid center of excellence? I mean, who else have we got, mate? The Suns are their own support because that's AFL.
Yeah, but you know, the hardest thing is where do they keep getting the money from? You know, their backers have only got their pockets are only so deep. That's the issue is that, you know, if the Titans went to like an Ipswich or second team in Brisbane, still stay with the Titans, but at least they're backed by Channel 9. They're going to get the money to secure them for that long period of time.
Yeah, but Channel 9's controlling what we see and what we do, mate. That's the end. That's how it is. How many other teams are they actually propping up out there? We don't know.
Well, every team, because they pay $1 billion a year in TV rights.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, we'll lose the Titans game. See, I worked at Michael O'Brien as an area manager. That's the guy that does the food and booze for the for the grounds. And you're looking at a ton of jobs that they're going to lose just like that.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Mm. Yeah, exactly right. We need grassroots footy here on the Gold Coast for the fans. Good on you, Damo.
No, thanks, mate.